Keith, you ready to take a bow?
I'm ready to take a bow. Now, I've done this before, Jones, and I feel I hate getting up on like a high horse and like talking down to people. Like, that's not really what I want to have to do. But it's become comical to this point. There have been countless scoops, legitimately countless scoops at this point. I can't even count them.
Can I tell you?
Which means why they're countless.
My buddy texted me yesterday. Yeah. He heard the report. He said, what's Keith's track record? I said, pristine.
100%.
I had trouble keeping track. I was listing them off in a text. I couldn't keep track of them all.
No, and that's why it's hilarious, because then afterwards, like, when you tweet something out, or we talked about it on the show, and the immediate reaction is like, what does this guy know? And it's like, well, first of all, how does it help us to just throw out something that's wrong? And also, there's been a million things, whether it's Pastrnak, Swayman, Bergeron, injuries, trades. Like, it's all of it has been right to this point.
You had the Hampus Lindholm one.
Hamper.
I mean, I guess we haven't had that confirmed per se, but you had the Hampus Lindholm injury.
He went on the IR like the next day after we said how long he's going to be out for. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it is funny, though, because I was going through, because you get like flooded like on Twitter. You post something on Twitter and it's like nonsense. So you can't even like read it all. And part of it was people calling me out. And then some people would jump in there like after the fact when it was confirmed a few hours later. And they're like, how'd that work out? And then I'd click. I'm like, what did they say? Deleted. 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 Like, just deleted tweets left and right. Although one guy did, I sent it to you. He had a good sense of humor about it. He's like, what the hell does Keith know? And then, like, 3 hours later, he's like, you win this one, Keith. And I'm like, all right, at least have fun with it.
I like that. You win this round.
At least have a little bit of fun with it.
I hate you, but I respect you.
No, but, can we at least, I don't want to have to do the preamble again about they're right. They're correct. Like, let's just move on. It's correct. That's what it is. So we had it at 140, we had it confirmed for us, and then the Bruins, it put it out at, 440 or something like that?
Well, and I would applaud Keith on this, too.
Yeah.
Is, you know, you had a text earlier in the program.
Uh-huh.
You said, hey, you know, I think I got a little something on the Bruins, but I got to nail it down. I don't know, 45 minutes later?
Yeah.
You had it nailed down.
We had it nailed down.
So it wasn't just, if you were watching or listening during the show yesterday.
Right.
You see the journalistic credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Of one Rich Keefe. He didn't get one text and go right on the air with it. You have three phones for a reason.
Ken Rosenthal's, your Scoops Keefs. Sham Sharania, now that Adrian Wojnarowski is checked out of the game, because he knows it's a cutthroat game.
Honestly, you've moved up in the pecking order in the Scoops game with Woj out.
Like, I'm probably on the Rushmore right now.
Yeah, I would say.
For your hockey guys, specifically Bruins, haven't really ventured outside the Bruins too much.
No, not yet.
Or,
well, everybody starts somewhere. No. You start on a beat. And then everybody, you know.
Like Russini. Russini got a lot of Washington Redskins scoops for a while.
Yeah.
She somehow, some way, was able to get a lot of Washington scoops. And then she sort of took that and became a national reporter.
Adam Schefter started on the Broncos beat.
Thank you.
You know?
Right.
How he got those scoops, I don't want to ask.
Nope.
But,
so I'll start here.
And I would never ask you, Keith.
I'll start here, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Not bad.
Oh, Woj is reporting on New Jersey high school hoops.
Now, you know what my goal is, my lifelong goal.
What's that? No, I don't, actually. What is it?
To be on the NHL Network ticker.
Okay, well, I was going to say, Keith, you're getting a little bit of acceptance from the national
hockey
media.
That's what I'm saying. Finally, I think we had a bit of a breakthrough yesterday.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's not all like, woe is me, like, where's my credit? It was, I got some. Some of the big-time guys had it. Now, I didn't see the scroll. I didn't see, they didn't break into the network with Scoops Keith, and then just on the scroll. That's all I wanted to see, just on the little scroll there.
Ticker.
But Frank Ciravelli, who we referenced a few times because he had some Swayman scoops and things like that along the way.
Yeah, I think you guys were at odds on the Swayman reporting.
Actually. Yeah, he said not 10, but he was like 9.5 or something like that. So it was like, it was still in the same ballpark, but whatever. But he responded. He gave me credit. Greg Wyshynski, the old Puck Daddy guy.
Yeah, it's a problematic name now.
Oh, Puck Daddy?
Puck Daddy.
Caller Daddy.
Very maybe, popular. Maybe you got to go to that. Yeah.
Call
him
Puck Daddy is maybe what he could change.
But yeah,
you'd probably get a bunch of clicks anyway. People being like, I think this is the podcast I'm looking for. Oh, no, it's not.
Wyshynski amplified the video yesterday.
Yeah, he took our video from the show. So, like, so those guys, big time national guys, kind of respect the hustle and the scoops. The local guys, Jones, hate it. They hate it.
Yeah, I didn't see many on the local beat.
Scott McLaughlin.
Giving you any credit. Oh, yeah, McLaughlin.
Scott
sure.
McLaughlin will do it.
Yep.
WBEI.com. He probably feels like he has to.
Yeah.
But no, but he...
did he really want to? That's the
maybe
question.
Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. If he was working somewhere else, would he? I don't know. I don't want to speak for him. I think he would.
Yeah.
Good guy. But everybody else just like ignores it, puts their nose in the air. And that, you know what? That's okay. That's my lot in life. You know, they want to continue to cover the team. Great. Not break stories. Awesome. But I'll be here and I'll break some stories along the way.
No, they're bitter. They're bitter is what they are. I go to morning skates. I go to games.
Yep.
I go to practices. I suck up to players.
You know
I suck up to coaches.
The...
I suck up to press people who work in the press media relations.
Right.
And I do all this. I waste all this time, and I never get a scoop like this.
No.
Meanwhile, Rich Keefe sits here, gets a text, and has the scoop.
Gets a text.
And so, you know, you can
talking about random baseball players of the day. The next thing you know, you're like, oh, by the way, Jim Montgomery's fired.
So they're
like,
bitter.
The hell?
They don't like their jobs.
They're mad.
And they're big mad about it, Keith.
They're big mad about it.
At some point, the local Bruins media will acknowledge the best Bruins reporter in the town. It's not close. When it comes to a scoop.
For breaking news and scoops, right. For breaking news and scoops.
Not tongue-in-cheek, not a joke.
Yep.
When it comes to a Bruins scoop, there's no one better in this city than Rich Keefe. And you saw
it
play out in real time yesterday. Yep. So be bitter about it. Be angry about it. Hate your job about it.
As Billy said yesterday, jealousy is a stinky cologne.
It is.
And the whole town stinks. But that's fine. I mean, you know.
Look, hockey's a smelly sport.
Here's my only fear,
so that
Jones,
makes sense.
Is we're going to have to, that is true. The equipment. You ever smell a hockey bag?
Yeah.
Not for me.
No,
thanks. But here's the problem is people have short memories. And 2 weeks from now, I'm probably going to have another big-time scoop for you, and people aren't going to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the opposite of the boy who cries wolf. It's like, hey, guys, there's a wolf. Like, yep, there's a wolf. Hey, guys, there's a wolf. Yep, there's a wolf. Hey, guys, there's a wolf. Yep, there's a wolf. Yeah. And then finally it's like, nah, there can't be a wolf. Like, I'm telling you, for Christ's sake, there's wolves. They're everywhere. People aren't having it.
Okay. Great work by Rich Keefe
yesterday. Thank you very much. And thank you for believing in me, Billy, Nick, the station at large.
Yes. You're not going to forget the little people on the way up.
No, hell no.
That's good.
In fact, Ken Laird, man of his word.
I was just going to say this.
$20.
Do you
think Schefter gets $20 for every scoop?
No, God no.
Probably
What is this? What was the Saints
scandal?
It's like a Bounty Gate scandal is what's going on here. But zoom in on that, Jonathan, if you could.
Now the whole thing is probably up in the air now. They're going to be like, Keefe was just doing it for the money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay,
zoom in on that. I wouldn't call that a crisp
$20. He clearly bent it and put it in his pocket, but I'll still tell you, it still spends the same.
Yeah,
two hams.
That's true.
Two hams.
We're going to live for two more Bozo touchdowns.
I was
going to
buy
$20 on the Bozo parlay this week.
Whoa! Let's do it.
Wow.
Two hams.
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Yeah, every
scoop.
You can
buy remotes for all your friends.
That's amazing.
Every scoop is going to fund our gambling addiction.
I was going to buy coffee for the show, but one of us wouldn't get one. I think I could get three.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. We should.
All right, very good. Good job.
Good job by Greg bullying Ken into that $20.
He did kind of put him on the spot.
Yeah, he did. He boxed him around a little bit.
So
$20 richer, I would say, as a program. But great work by Rich Keefe. If you don't know what we're talking about, you heard right off the top. Jim Montgomery out. You heard it here first yesterday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We'll get to all your thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. You can bow down to Keefe. You can also give your thoughts on what the Bruins do now. Text the show, 37937. Lots of ways to interact. On Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Always a healthy conversation going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Another great place to watch the show. Monty fired. Now what, Keefe?
Joe Sacco. And I don't know if it's going to get that big boost that you're looking for. Now, there's a chance. We've seen it in the NFL already, where two teams fired their coach in season, went to a guy on the staff. Jets, no pulse, no bounce back. Saints, bounce back.
Yeah.
Saints, Darren Rizzi, we're all over. Two games, back-to-back wins. So I think one of the reasons why they did it, too, was like the thing was going in the wrong direction. You're a quarter of the way through the season. You need to save the season. And I think the roster is still good enough to be a playoff team. Now, what does that really mean? Like, do you squeak into the playoffs and then, like, you know, do you throw a parade for that? I don't know. But you don't want to get too much worse than it is right now. And I do think the players deserve a ton of blame, but we all know you can't just get rid of 20 players. As much as you might want to, you can't do that. So the obvious thing was to get rid of the coach and see if that can make any kind of, can that spark any kind of a change? So I think tomorrow night is pretty interesting to see what they do first game without Montgomery. Do the players feel like, man, we kind of let this guy down, and now we better, like, turn around? Maybe they really like Sacco, or is it more of the same? Sacco's been on the staff for a while. I know in a different role,
yeah,
right? But I have no idea if they're going to have like a turnaround because of the new coach. We've seen it in hockey before, but I don't know about this team.
You see teams fire their coach and go on massive runs to win Stanley Cups in the NHL. It's a weird sport, and you know a bounce of a puck can turn your season. And so we've seen teams do that. There's a laundry list of teams that fire their coach and go on to win the cup in the same year. That's not a projection or a prognostication.
Yeah,
for this
I'm not
team.
Betting on that.
But Joe Sacco in. He was a Jack Adams winner during his time in Colorado, or at least the nomination. He won it, didn't he? I thought.
Jim Montgomery won it.
Yeah, and well, fair point.
Bruce Cassidy won it.
So Claude won it. I mean, they love to fire those kind of guys around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a successful run in Colorado his first year, made the postseason, and then turned around and missed the postseason the next 3 years and lost his job going into the lockout. So when it comes to Sacco, he did give Colorado a shot in the arm his first year. That's really all you care about right now. I don't need this guy to be the long-term coach. I need him to wake the team up. And go to the box score Thursday when they play. Go to the box score. Look at the shots on goal. Look at guys like
Pastrnak.
Look at guys like Zaka.
Are you betting anytime goal? I'm thinking anytime goal, Pastrnak.
I don't know, but I might bet the shots over. Like,
okay,
I don't know that I want to guarantee any goals.
If he gets over on shots, I feel like Pastrnak's good enough for
his score. Point.
Yeah.
But, like, go to that. Watch that. How engaged are those guys? And the shot total would just be a good way to do that. So that's the hope. You shake the team awake in the meantime, and look, there is still a chance they can make the playoffs. This team should be a playoff team.
Oh, they definitely should be.
Right now, they are actually out of the second wild card. They're tied in points with the New York Islanders. The Islanders have a game out of hand. The Bruins have a game in hand. But, you know, the Bruins can make a push for the postseason. You've seen teams do this in the NHL before. Get a shot in the arm, wake the team up, because they are more talented than they've shown. It is far from a perfect roster. It's a flawed roster. If you want to move to Neely and Sweeney and say, when is it their time? We'll discuss that coming up. And you're going to hear from Don Sweeney later today here on WEEI. We'll play it for you live when he hits the podium. He's scheduled to speak during Bruins practice. Still nailing down a time on that. Oddly, I've not really heard an official time on that.
Yeah, they're scrambling.
But we will. Yeah, that's true. Keith threw them all off. They weren't ready for this press conference. And so we'll play that for you live whenever it happens here today. If you want to move to those guys, fine. That's the next step. But you need to get something out of this roster. They should be a playoff team. And if they're not, March 7th is the trade deadline, and get ready to blow things up or make some move. Like, the players now are on the clock. Sweeney and Neely are now on the clock because the easiest distraction, Jim Montgomery, lame duck coach without a contract. I know Razor told us, I never thought about my coach's contract and his job security.
Well, the team did.
These guys were. So you get him out of there. It's the easiest fix. Jim Montgomery wasn't the problem. He was certainly a problem. Now it's on the players. Now it's on Sweeney. Now it's on Neely. And if they don't perform between now and the deadline, more changes are happening. At least they should.
I mean, the deadline's not till March. I wouldn't be surprised if there's trades done way before that. I think,
Not a scoop.
How about that?
Not a scoop.
Well, the only reason why I say that is because it does take two teams to tango. But I think it's pretty fair to say that the Bruins want to make more changes. I think they want to change the roster. Now, this could be read a couple of different ways, and I don't know how to read it.
Wow.
Does this
say that again?
I think they want to make more changes. Yeah. You clearing your throat? Yeah. I think they want to make more changes, and I think they want to make changes to the roster. I think they are very upset with how things are going. Obviously, they just fired their head coach, who 2 years ago was the coach of the year in the NHL. And, you know, obviously playoffs, back-to-back seasons, but not good enough in the playoffs. So they got off to a really slow start. Trade deadline is months away. I don't think they just want to sit on their hands and take this roster under Joe Sacco and see what they can do with it. I think they try to make changes. Now, the question I have for you, and I don't know the answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you adding or subtracting? Meaning, like, are you adding another big-time player?
Me? I would add, but what are they going to do? They might blow the whole thing up.
Could they subtract from the team?
I would add.
It's been pretty bad so far.
They spent like crazy this offseason. Lindholm, Zadorov, Swayman. None are looking good, but they spent like crazy.
They all look bad.
So I would continue to buy and add to this team. That's what I would do, but my instinct is that's not what they would do. I don't have a scoop on this.
No, I understand.
Unlike your pseudo scoop over here.
It is. It's not a scoop. I feel like, though, if you already have Pastrnak, McAvoy, Swayman under long-term deals, I'm not trying to break that apart. And like anybody else, I don't know anybody besides those guys that it would really be truly a sell, right? Because you can kind of tinker with it. Guy that's on the third line, like, are you trying to upgrade or even just change the chemistry too? Like sometimes it's not even just a talent thing. You're like, we just need to, like, remember the year they won the cup, the guys they brought in, Tomas Cabrera was supposed to be like the big addition. He kind of sucked, but then Chris Kelly and Rich Peverly were like really good. But at the time that they got him, you're like, all right, like they're not top line guys.
Those are throw in depth guys.
But like, we're super helpful and like change the team. Even last year, I think Sweeney, I know he's under a lot of hot water right now. I do think Sweeney has done pretty well on some of these trades, right? Like when they got Orloff and Hathaway and Bertuzzi and like they went all in, like they didn't re-sign any of those guys, but they were all pretty helpful when they got them. And so I wonder if he's really looking around the league right now and trying to make something happen even before March 7th.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. All your thoughts and reaction to the Bruins firing Jim Montgomery, Joe Sacco now in place. Does that change anything? Are the Bruins closer to adding or subtracting? And what now for Don Sweeney and Cam Neely? Are they on the clock? You can jump in here again, 617-779-7937. You can also text the show at 37937. Keefe, we missed it.
What did we miss?
They said, will there be a kazoo party with confetti?
Oh, son of a...
For Keith's breaking news.
Well, we can get $20 worth of confetti now. But...
We should have done the kazoos and the confetti.
We should have done kazoos and confetti.
Text son line. Come on!
Next time.
Come on, we thought it was a perfect day.
We didn't have that $20 before we came in today.
Get a giant cake? Maybe like a cookie?
Potty City right around the corner.
That's a good point. I didn't have the money.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to spend it then not get the money. Now I'm in the hole.
Should we do it tomorrow? Pretend it was today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just blast that video out. This was us yesterday.
Grab a newspaper so we can hold it up tomorrow.
Hey, we did it.
Good idea by the time. Damn it. Okay, you guys can jump in with all your thoughts on the Bruins, what's next, and, well, who's now facing the most pressure for the Bees? We can get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.